your Right Side Radio. Ernie Yarbrough filling in one more time for Phil Williams live from the Right Side Studio. Local, state, national, all the issues, solid conservative and just plain right. What a great first hour we had. Now moving into the end of our second hour, and man, time flies when you're having fun. And I have on with me at this moment a fellow state representative and a man that I greatly respect. He represents the 43rd District in Alabama, Representative Arnold Mooney. Thank you, sir, for joining us today.
Glad to be with you, Ernie.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to have you on. We've been talking a lot about family issues, pro-life, IVF. Scott Stahagen, Majority Leader, was on earlier talking about drag shows and just protecting and preserving our culture of family and life. And a couple things I wanted to have you on to talk about for just a few minutes here is, first of all, you're trying to make a difference, not just you, but your wife. She had a run for the state school board, Kelly Mooney, which is awesome. And just talk about that for a minute and what you guys hope to accomplish. And then you've had this past session, a library bill, which was near and dear to my heart. And I just wanted you to give an update to the folks listening on where we stand with that and our future hope for that. So take it away, sir.
Glad to. Now, my wife Kelly was elected as the Republican nominee for the third school board district position in the state. There are eight positions. The governor's the ninth, and God's uncommon favor was amazing. She was able to win the primary without a runoff with four people in the race. So it was a pretty amazing thing to watch the process as she went through about eight counties talking to people, visiting with them, and they were just drawn to her and her common sense approach to life. And she's very inquisitive, always asking people about them. And I think it just coalesced into a great opportunity, and people joined together. And we were blessed to be endorsed by some great groups, and that was very helpful. And the whole process just all came together, and we just constantly remind ourselves it was God's uncommon favor that allowed it to happen. She hopes to obviously be a good fiscal person as far as the school board, and look at the way funds are spent, why they're spent, how they're being spent on different areas and so forth. She asks a lot of questions, and that's a good thing, because when you're on a governance board, it causes people to have to answer those questions and give you information. So she'll be a lot of fun. She's very relational. She'll build relationships with the other people on the board, and she'll stand solid on conservative values and principles, family values.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I watched her race and Dr. Alvin Long, and both of those were, when the results came in, felt like that God had been good to us to give us in both of those state school board positions strong conservatives who are, he's a doctor. Obviously, your wife, very sweet lady, both very well spoken, principled. They're just felt like they're both good representatives of what we want in every way. Good people who love God, love their neighbor, but are well spoken on the issues, are compassionate, but also principled. Because we're in desperate need of that right now in our country and in our state.
No doubt about it.
Yep, 100%. Well, talk about that with your this past session, how it went with your library bill, what that's about, what the concerns are, what we're trying to address, and what you're seeing for that.
Well, back in the day when the obscenity statutes were written and put into place, some kind of way there was an exception allowed for an educational exception for showing obscenity to minors. I could not figure out for the life of me what the purpose of that would be. So the process of what the bill does is that under existing law, the term sexual conduct defined, and we further define that in the law. And then under existing law, there's criminal obscenity laws that do not apply to public university libraries or things of that nature. Currently, though, they protected public schools and just regular libraries. And this bill that we've worked on would provide that the criminal obscenity laws don't bother the colleges and universities, because people have got to study for counseling and all kinds of things, and they have to see and deal with what this crazy world's throwing around that is hurting folks, and then they've got to learn how to help them. But it would apply to public libraries, public school libraries, and their employees and agents in certain circumstances. And the bill would also make a bunch of non-substantive technical changes. A lot of our bills lately have got stuff that has been put in to have them read more clearly and things of that nature, but they just really deal with language and code and style in relation to the existing code. But the key thing about this is it removes the educational exception for showing obscenity to minors, and that's the key thing. And the argument was made, you know, we're trying to put people in jail. We're not trying to do that at all. We worked with everyone we could possibly work with to come up with everything and get it done. Worked with the DAs and got it in a form that's workable, and we had it ready to go for the last day. It didn't work out, but we refiled it as HB4, and it's got 50 great folks on it, wonderful co-sponsors from a number of positions in the body. So we're excited about it and getting it back. We want to protect our students and protect our minors. And, you know, it's a graduated thing in the penalties. It doesn't put anybody in jail, but there are some penalties. You want to, you know, if people make mistakes, it's fine. But if they make them deliberately, then they've got consequences.
That's right. Absolutely. I'm a full supporter of that, co-sponsor of that bill. Thank you, Representative Milley, for protecting our minors. Godspeed to your efforts, and we trust that the next session will see the success of that bill, because after all, protecting minors is absolutely the right side way.